time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Well, we made it through another Thanksgiving weekend. Family, friends, food, shopping for some, and hopefully some relaxation, along with reflection on what you are actually happy and thankful for. Granted, this year has been different than in the past. We have had to deal with things we never thought would impact our lives in the way it has. How we have celebrated Thanksgiving in the past has given way to a whole different set of norms. Due to COVID, we had to consider the health risks to family and friends as they gathered around the dinner table. The state of California implemented guidelines that place restrictions on people which are in opposition to those living in a free society. Instead of providing information and allowing people to make informed choices, the state mandated the choice for us with restrictions on travel, size of gatherings, and in many counties, curfews. Not sure how a curfew will abate the spread of something like COVID. I was encouraged to see that many state sheriffs and law enforcement officials had stated they would not enforce the mandates by the governor. After all, we do live in a free society and should have the choice to exercise that freedom. Curfews are used under some of the most dire circumstances, such as riots or civil unrest, and may not be appropriate in this instance. So I hope during the last week you're able to find a number of things to be thankful for. For some, it may be the recent local, state, and federal elections, or the fact that it has finally started to rain. Maybe you have started a new career or excelled in your current one. One thing I can think of is that the fires we had last summer are finally out, or at least 100% contained. Things will probably smolder for some time, just as long as we have no new flare-ups. That's why more rain will be a welcome sight in the weeks ahead. The fires were of great concern to me due to the impact it had on the Ruth Lake area. I have a lease lot at Ruth Lake, and I happened to be there the day that it made the run onto a number of lease lots at the southern end of the lake. Many people lost their summer homes, boats, vehicles, and trailers when that occurred. It was truly an amazing event, the way the winds developed and pushed the fire down to lake level in a matter of a few hours. I left the area as the fire intensified, not knowing what I may return to. It was a couple of weeks before lease lot owners were allowed to return in order to evaluate any loss they may have had. I was more fortunate than many others, with the loss of a few kayaks, water system, an old shed, and a gate or two. The buildings, pontoon boat, and storage shed survived with no signs of fire damage. The wooded area all around was completely burned, with many trees needing to be removed due to severe fire damage. The area will be restored, and in time, the Ruth Lake community will rebuild. For that, I am truly thankful. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.